This recording is for walking meditation, and this can be done either inside or outside, finding a place where optimally you won't be disturbed. But eventually, as you become more practiced, you can engage walking meditation really in any activity of your life, even if the walking is more quick, more hasty, in moments of being hurried, going here or there. So we practice walking meditation really as a gesture of bringing awareness practice, bringing mindfulness into the activities of our daily life. So be it inside or outside, choose an area where you can walk for maybe 8 to 10 feet, and then turn around and walk back in the same direction. You can evidently walk straight in a continual line through a park or through your backyard without any turning around, but there's a certain efficiency and an absence of having to make decisions when you simply choose a set path and walk back and forth. So begin by standing with your feet firmly on the ground and just notice the sense, the distribution of pressure between the balls and the heel, sensation of the tips of the toes. And as in sitting meditation, we bring some awareness to the uprightness of our body, so we don't need to look at the toes to see if the feet are firmly on the ground. We can simply feel the feet on the ground. And we allow the crown of the head to extend upward toward the ceiling, toward the sky, and all of the limbs, all of the joints to be soft and loose and open. And really only enough muscular tension held in the body to hold you upright. And so first just standing, noticing any areas of tightness or restriction in the body. Greeting the breath with a sense of receptivity and noting the activity of the mind as well, and to receive and allow the state of the breath, the state of the body, the state of the mind to be just as you find them, not some different way, not some optimal way, but to really receive them just as they are. And as you tune in to the rhythm, to the cycle of the breath, we'll now bring that into motion. As we inhale, we gently pour the weight of the body into one side, for example, into the left foot, and pick up the right foot. And with the exhale, gently, just about a half step forward, place the foot down. Inhale, lifting. Exhale, placing. Inhale, lifting. Exhale, placing. And proceed along your path with attention to your feet, attention to the uprightness of the body, attention to the breath. And just as in any activity, the mind will be distracted by thought or sensation or sound, and you stay within the body, stay within the feet, stay within the breath. When you come to the end of your little path, you pause. Look softly at the ground or softly at your surroundings. and then pivot and pause again before you return to the rhythm of inhale, lifting the foot, and with the rhythm of your own breath, exhale, placing the foot. And I'll allow some silence, and I will continue to offer cues every minute or so. And in the silence, just really tuning into the sensations of your own body. Allowing an openness and a receptivity to the sensations of the world around you. If you happen to be outside, the sensation of the wind on your face, or gentle rain, or the sun. If you're inside, the sensations of the air, any sounds within the space where you are, be it at home or otherwise. Feeling the connection with the ground, connection with the breath. You can experiment with the speed of the walking, slowing down, really cultivating an intimacy with every micro movement. Or if you're feeling particularly sleepy, a bit sort of soggy or stagnant in the body, you can actually walk at more of a normal pace and adjust your attention to the breath accordingly. the mind intervenes with resistance or boredom, inviting curiosity and openness, almost amusement at the short attention span of the mind, and coming back with full appreciation to the sensation of the feet on the ground. Appreciation for how many steps you take every single day without really noticing. The joy and delight of walking. The freedom of being in this human body and having the capacity to move. Next time that you come to the end on one side or the other of your little path, to pause and really feel the feet on the ground, crown of the head extending up toward the ceiling, toward the sky, and to simply notice any sensations in the body, activity of the mind, texture of the breath. And as if savoring a beautiful cup of tea, to just take a few mouthfuls of this experience of walking, to just really swallow them down before you move into the next activity of your day.